This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 136 through 139. His steadfast love endures forever. He has rescued us from our foes. By the waters of Babylon, you preserve my life and you hem me in. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Reading from Mark, chapter 4. And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The summer season is a particular interesting time for those who have sown seeds in their garden in spring. For now is the time to watch how those seeds grow up and bear fruit. For example, in my back garden, I have sown some sunflower seeds, and they are not particularly large seeds, as you might know, because many of you snack on them. The sunflower seeds have now grown into plants that exceed 7 feet in height. It is truly something to marvel at how something so small can grow into that big plant. Our Lord Jesus Christ here uses the mustard seed in his parable to describe the kingdom of God. We know that a mustard seed is very small, a tiny round seed, a speck in your palm if you were to hold it. It is truly one of the smallest seeds that there are, just as our Lord says. Yet it grows taller than the other plants around it, large enough for birds to make their nests in it. So just as this mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds a person can plant, so too is the beginning of God's kingdom. Its beginning is very small. But just as a mustard seed grows into this massive tree that provides shelter, shade, and nourishment for birds, so too the kingdom grows and expands. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ uses this image to show that God's work often starts very small but can grow into something large beyond what we expect. This kingdom of God doesn't arrive with huge fanfare. It grows from something small, often unnoticed at first. And that is so true, isn't it? With Christ's incarnation, birth, and suffering, in other words, with his life here on earth, the kingdom did begin very small. A baby was born of a poor woman in a stable, and then that baby grew up to be rejected and despised by the leaders of his own people and crucified like a criminal on a Roman cross. And yet Jesus Christ adamantly pointed to himself as representing the kingdom of God. Repent, he said, for the kingdom of God is near. He would call out people, but many people would resist him, partly because they misunderstood what the kingdom was supposed to mean for them, perhaps more a liberation from the Roman domination. Yet despite that weak, apparently insignificant beginning, he was raised as Lord from the dead and seated at the right hand of God the Father as Savior and Lord and as Creator and Redeemer of the universe. Speaking of his own death and resurrection, he said, "But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." And in Colossians 1, verse 16 and 17, we read, "For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things are together, and he is the head of the church." Of course, the kingdom now is all-powerful. He is ruling the world, and that is all true. But his kingdom also rules with the word over the hearts of all those who believe and are placed in it. That is why, after his death and resurrection and ascension, he sent out his disciples to all nations, and in doing so, he wants the kingdom to increase among the nations and in all parts of the world. And it did so. Just imagine that the International Lutheran Council has 64 member churches with a number of over 7.4 million members. But that is only a small fraction of the 2.3 billion Christians that are now around the world. Yes, the kingdom of God began small, but it grew and continues to grow. And that is truly miraculous and amazing. The parable calls us to imagine its growth, but the image of the kingdom's growth into a large plant under which birds can take their refuge has now become a reality. from the smallest seed to the sheltering tree. Yes, like the mustard seed, the kingdom of God offers a home for those called into it through the preaching of the gospel. That is the point Martin Luther wants to make in the Large Catechism when he discusses the second petition, Thy Kingdom Come. And there he asks the question, well, how does it come to us? His answer is, it comes through the preaching of the word, here and now. And then he offers this prayer, Dear Lord, we pray that the word may be sincerely preached around the world and also among us, so that those who hear it may be added to the kingdom of God and those that are already in it may remain in it. That, dear friends, is truly a mission prayer, asking that the kingdom of God may reach all those that have not yet heard his word. And wherever and whenever people hear the word of God and come to faith, they become members of Christ's fold and of his kingdom, and he rules over them. This kingdom does not grow through earthly powers, wars, or weapons, but through the spiritual weapon of God's word, or as Kurt Markert once said, weapons of mass destruction are word and sacrament, really, which has the power to overcome the kingdom of evil, push it aside, and take dominion over a person's life. But where it is resisted and misunderstood, God's kingdom can also move over to other places. The parable of the fourfold seed, with which the chapter in Mark 4 begins, makes the point that the seed falls on some soils where it eventually dies. It was once in Egypt, in North Africa, Luther says, but now it has moved on. It is now here, dear friends, among us here in North America. But the question is, for how long? Thus Luther's prayer is very meaningful also for us. Dear Lord, we pray, your kingdom may also remain and flourish amongst us. We pray that preachers who sincerely preach the word will be found amongst us. We give you thanks, Lord, that through your mercy, we who are gathered here this morning are hearing and receiving this salutary word amongst us. As it grows and does its miraculous word, its kingdom expansion around the world. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you gave courage to your servant Robert Barnes, who to give up his life for confessing the true faith during the Reformation. May we continue steadfast in our confession of the apostolic faith and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.